This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
It's better over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Welcome back into Sports Talk. Heading out to Irvine, California, where Saints sideline reporter Jeff Nowak is stationed. Man, oh man, how you doing, Jeff? How was day one?
I'm doing good. I did not sweat much today at all, which is, you know, for a Saints training camp is pretty unusual. it's great. You know, that being out in the sun for that amount of time, is it always kind of catches you on that first day. But it was a short practice, only 90 minutes today. Just a kind of a good introduction. I thought one thing that I enjoyed was we watched the defense do about 40 up downs to kind of set the tone today for this practice. And it is interesting to watch the coaches and how they're going to approach this, because, you know, they're not going to give anyone any breaks, right? Like, there's one of the trade-offs with having this nice weather is they're going to work everyone a lot harder than they would have been able to last year. That's what we saw today, I think.
When the Saints said yesterday that Alvin Kamara was in fact going to speak today, were you surprised at all? Because I definitely didn't think we'd be hearing from AK, and figured, oh, later on something would come up and he wouldn't end up addressing the media. But as always, when he did talk today, always really great information he puts out. It's never your typical player speak you're getting. He always speaks his mind and from the heart. Just really great stuff from AK today.
Well, let's put it this way. You know, it wasn't more awkward to try to dance around than the stuff he's been dealing with the last couple of years, right? So I'm sure that it wasn't something that he worried about. And that's the thing with Alvin Kamara, is you're always going to get very frank, honest answers. And I thought it was interesting how he approached it today. You know, one of the reasons I didn't think a holdout was likely is because Alvin has always been kind of a very frugal guy. Like, he's not someone who's going to just say, oh, a $50,000 fine? Yeah, I'll accept that. Honestly, he didn't even know what the fine was. He just knew there would be a fine, and he was like, I'm not paying a fine. I'm trying to make money, right? The whole point of this is to get more money, not hand it back $50,000 at a time. So that's why, you know, it made sense that he arrived. And, you know, one of the things that he made clear is this is not like a personal vendetta of, hey, I'm going to hold everyone accountable for what I want. He feels like, hey, we can get something to work here where I get a little bit more structure on the back end of my contract, but I'm not going to hold that against. I'm not going to do anything that's going to negatively impact my teammates. He doesn't view the coaches as like being part of that. It's very much him and the team and something they need to work out. And I thought it's kind of a refreshing approach because, yeah, him not being there would affect his teammates, right? Like, he's committed to that part of it, and you just got to figure it out on the back end. And I think the message that sends to the organization should be a positive one. That's the type of approach that, as a front office, you should encourage. Like, we can deal with the contract, but we do need you here working, right? And I don't know. I think it's easy to like Alvin Kamara, but the way he handles situations like this, which can get awkward, we see players holding out across the NFL right now.
Right.
So I think just the way he approached this in general, and he drew attention to it. That's what he wanted to do. You know, he didn't feel like enough was being talked about. He didn't feel like the conversations were being had. So he pulled a lever that forced everyone to talk about it. Right. And that's what leaving minicamp early was about. Now we're talking about it. Now people can't pretend, hey, I thought we were good, right? And so that's what it is. And hopefully, in short order, we'll be able to stop talking about it and talk about football. But getting it out of the way early, I think he wanted to do it, and I think everyone appreciated that.
Yeah, I love the fact when he said, he's like, this isn't anything against the players. It's not against the coaches. It's just business. And then I'm working, you know, to get that fixed. But I'm here. I'm a football player. One thing, though, with the running back room took a little bit of a hit today. Kendra Miller. Injury day one of training camp, found out obviously a hamstring issue. We don't know any more details of how serious the hamstring issue is, though.
Yeah, we'll see. You know, anytime you deal with something soft tissue related, it can linger.
Right.
So you know, it's just not a good look. I know Deuce has talked about it with Mike previously, and it's just frustrating. Like, you know, there's a talented player in there, but you can't get on the field for a variety of reasons. And you know, you hear Dennis Allen say something like, this is a guy who needs to figure out how to get healthy. It's difficult, and I'm quoting him, it's difficult to make a roster from the training room. Like, if you're in the training room constantly and we can't see you on the field, that's a problem. And coaches don't just come out and say that stuff. He wasn't even prompted to say that. He wanted to get that on the record. And I think that's pretty telling of the kind of feeling around Kendra and just this idea that I don't think that the team views this as just bad injury luck. I think they view this as, okay, there's stuff that you need to be doing that I'm not sure is getting done, right? And that's something that he needs to sort out and figure out, because he needs to get back on the field, right? Like, they need him to be a productive player, and we've seen the flashes of him being a productive player. So hopefully this is just something that, you know, kind of cropped up and doesn't linger, and we can get him on the field. But there's very clear frustration in terms of how his health has developed and his availability has developed over the last 2 years. And you kind of saw it bubble over today, I think.
Yeah, and I felt like you kind of heard that when Dennis Allen addressed the media today, too, and he spoke about Kendry.
Oh, yeah, no question, right? Like, that's, you know, DA is a calculated guy in general. Like, he's not just going to say that if there wasn't a message trying to get across. Like, it's one of those situations. Like, a lot of times you'll hear a coach talk and he's talking to a group of media members assembled in front of him, but that's not the person he's necessarily talking to, right? Like, a lot of times coaches will say things as a message to someone who's not there, and I think that's what this was, and hopefully he hears it.
Now, I know the action doesn't really start getting ramped up until Monday when the pads come on, but there was a pretty significant play of the day. I'm looking at your article here, Saints Camp Takeaways from Day 1. DeMario Davis, of course, showing up big for the black and gold in the first training camp practice.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, DeMario stepped in front of a pass to Rashid Shaheed. It was supposed to go to Rashid Shaheed. You know, and one of the things DA talked about after practice is, you know, early in these sessions, right, like, a lot of this is trying to figure out what works. Like, what can you do? What can't you do? How do you get the timing? What is, you know, what plays are going to work against certain coverages and what's not? And that goes both ways, right? Like, that goes on the defensive side where you're going against an offense that you really haven't faced before. And that goes for the offense kind of with a lot of players who have not run this offense, right? With Derek Carr kind of stepping in. And I think that's what you saw. I think that there was a window there that was a little bit too narrow, and DeMario read it. It was a big play for him. I'd say it was the play of the day. But I think that just in general, we're going to see this offense kind of develop over time. There's a lot of creativity in it that I don't even know if we've seen yet, right? Like, there was one set where you had Alvin and Adam Prentice kind of flanking Derek Carr in the shotgun, and then you motioned Alvin out wide and ran a bubble screen out of it, right? It was the type of play that, you know, on its face, that's a simple play, a running back lining up outside and taking a bubble screen, but it's everything that went into it that got everyone out of position. So I think it's going to be an interesting chess match throughout this training camp to see how the defense adjusts to the offense and vice versa.
Looking at the defense, Jeff, I want to get your thoughts on how Kool-Aid McKinstry looked, because obviously we didn't really get to see him in team drills. He did a little bit of individual work back in June, coming off that, you know, foot surgery and the foot injury that was really the sole reason they fell to the second round in the first place. But how did Kool-Aid kind of look in his debut? I heard that he was kind of a full go today.
Yeah, I mean, he ran second team. I saw him, I think he backed up in the slot. you know, I don't think he got any passes completed against him. It's going to be a situation where you get a deeper look. We didn't get a ton of time out there today. It was the shortest session we're going to get. No pads, obviously. But he looked good, right? Like, I think when you're talking about a player that hasn't been out there, you want to see him get through a full practice, right? You don't want to see him come up lame at any point. You don't want to see him getting burned. And I think he looks solid. Right, you had Paulson Adebo and Marshawn Lattimore getting the first team reps, and then you had Alonte Taylor getting the first or second team reps on the outside across from Kool-Aid. So, you know, it's going to be a fun kind of matchup to see these young wide receivers go against this young cornerback, and we'll learn more in a couple days. But today, you know, I didn't see anything that gave me pause. He looks very much like a starting caliber cornerback out there.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Jeff, for me, back on the offensive side of the ball, how did day one of the QB2 battle go between Jake Haener and Spencer Rattler?
You know, not a ton of reps in general, right? Like, again, it was a shorter day. You didn't get any 7-on-7s. You didn't get any 1-on-1s. You really only saw kind of these a handful of 11-on-11 reps, a lot of handoffs. So I wouldn't say there's a ton to be determined. You know, both guys had some nice throws. Both guys had some throws they probably wanted back. So I'd say it was relatively even. I'm interested to see tomorrow if you switch, right? Jake ran with the twos today.
Gotcha.
Does Spencer run with the twos tomorrow? That's going to be a question. But, you know, I think those guys, they look solid. Day one of practice, you don't want to put anything on tape that's going to be a problem. And I think both of them kind of put the right foot forward on day one.
Jeff, hopping back over to the secondary, another one of those positions that we're going to be keeping an eye on is the safety battle next to Tyrann Mathieu. Who was the guy that was starting there tonight?
You saw a lot of Jonathan Abram out there. You saw Jordan Howden get in with the twos, right? And that makes sense to me. I think that's going to be kind of the early run, and we're going to see how Jordan kind of gets in there. But again, it's, you know, you don't want to overreact to anything that happens on day one, right? Like, it's very much, hey, we're getting out there, we're starting. You know, whether it's offensive line, whether it's secondary, whether it's safety, whether it's linebacker, you know, I don't think that you want to draw any assumptions based on who's with the ones on day one. But yeah, it was mainly, you know, the safeties really didn't get tested today. There was not much deep action. It was a lot over the middle of the field. Like I mentioned, you ran a screen to Alvin. Like that was mainly the action today. One guy who is going to be fun to watch in terms of where is he lining up is Willie Gay. You know, obviously he's going to work in at the Will linebacker spot. But, you know, you just kind of watch him and he's always lining up somewhere else, like whether he's in the pass rush, whether he's dropping into coverage. I think how they develop him is going to be a really interesting part of this as well, because it's a position that I don't know if you've really had as a full-time idea is this guy who's going to be all over the place, but it's something that's worked when you've had to go to it over the past 2 years. So he's another guy that's really interesting to me.
Hearing from Cam Jordan today at the podium, always great stuff from Cam, obviously, too. But someone asked him, obviously, about taking Trevor Penning, I guess, off to the little side a little, and I guess Cam giving a little coaching or advice to the offensive tackle?
Yeah, I mean, it can't all be mean, right? It can't all be bullying over to the side because it's like you're trying to beat them. You know, I think it helps when you're, what, a 13-year veteran and sure. You're not particularly worried. But, yeah, I think everyone is kind of invested in how this offense kind of revamps. And you're a team leader. You're not just a team leader for the defense. You're a team leader for the offense, too. So, you know, I appreciate how Cam is approaching this season. I think he feels like he has a lot to prove too after the year he's coming off of, right? Like if you think you're disappointed in how that season went, he's disappointed far more than you would be in terms of he had to play through injuries. He played in every game, but you know, from week 10 on, he was a shell of himself in terms of the injuries he was dealing with. So I think he's eager to show that it's not a steep decline for him. And I don't know. I have a feeling that once the pads come on, you won't see happy, congenial Cam and Trevor over to the side. It might get a little more testy. But for now, I think it's more about, hey, we need this guy to be confident. Right. I think everyone appreciates that this is a young player who's trying to prove himself at right tackle. It's a new position. And, you know, the more help, the better. So right now, I think that's what it's about.
Yeah. Talking about that bounce back season for Cam Jordan, I think, you know, when asked about it, paraphrasing, basically, he's like, I'm not going to talk about it. I'm going to show you.
Yeah, he mentioned, you know, puts a little dip on your chip, when you know, which is a phrase that I've heard before, but I didn't realize it was about the chip on your shoulder. I've heard him say that. I never picked that up on that, but that's what he's talking about. He's got a chip on his shoulder. He's getting some dip on it. But, no, I mean, generally speaking, Cam, I think, is a very confident person, right? Like, he knows what he can do well, and he knows that he can still do it at a high level. One thing that's always going to be at the forefront with Cam is he views himself as a run player first, and, you know, you have to stop the run on the way to the quarterback. He views being a run player as being a lot more difficult than rushing the passer. Everyone wants to get after the passer, but what happens when you have the 300-pound lineman bearing down on you, driving you 5 yards off the line of scrimmage? That's what he views as his greatest strength, and that's why later in the year when he became basically a rundowns player, I think the defense improved because he was able to focus on that, and you were able to get kind of the more pass rush oriented guys on the field. Can you do that again? Is that how you work Cam in? Does he become more of an inside outside guy in the NASCAR package? We'll find out. But you know, one thing that's clear with this group, even without Tano Pasigno, even with it likely done for the year with a torn Achilles, you still go five deep at defensive end. We saw Chase Young for the first time today. You're going to have high expectations for him. You got Peyton Turner in a contract year. He wants to prove something. You got Isaiah Foskey going out there in year two. You know, I thought he had a really solid day today. He had a nice rush on Trevor Penning. He put some pressure on Derek Carr at one point. All five of these guys are going to want to be on the field. So it's not going to be just Cam walking into a three-down role this year across from Carl Granderson. Like, there's going to be reps to be earned. And I think we're going to say this every day until the pads come on. Until the pads come on, you don't really have a lot of answers right to the questions that you want. And particularly when it comes to defensive line, offensive line battles. Either way, Cam's healthy now. He feels good. And he still hasn't decided on a hairstyle, on a facial hairstyle, right? Like, he did the pirate 1 year. He did the Fu Manchalorian 1 year. It's all over the place right now. He's got to pick something. But I think he's eager to get things going here.
And like you mentioned, Jeff, you can't really judge line play without pads. It's just not really worth your time. But at the same time, having Chase Young out there is obviously a great sign. We knew kind of the reports recently were that he would be ready for around the start of training camp. But the fact that he was there day one, I know that he was kind of working off to the side by himself and, you know, getting some walkthrough stuff in and all that good stuff. But just having him there is a great sign early on, him recovering from that neck surgery that he had in the offseason.
Yeah, I mean, it was always a long-term, hey, we're going to have the surgery done. We're going to get him at some point in training camp, right? Like, that was day one. There was the idea that the expectation is not that he's a full participant on day one of training camp. Now, you hear that, and you're hopeful that he's some kind of participant on day one of training camp, and that's what it was, right? He got work on in individual drills. Now you're going to ramp him up. Eventually, you're going to try to get him into team drills, and then hopefully by the time you get through the preseason, by the time you're into the final preseason game, he's a full participant, and you can kind of put the surgery and the ramp up behind him. He looks good, right? Like, it looks like he stayed in shape. This is a massive human being, you know, and it's tough to gauge when you kind of see him individually. You put him out there next to other NFL linemen, still a massive human being. And it's easy to forget, this was the number two pick in the draft, right? Like, he has the borderline, or the, I'm sorry, the baseline expectations in athleticism of being a dominant defensive end in the NFL. And he has all the incentive in the world to prove that. You know, if you get even close to what the expectations should be from him this year, that one-year $13 million contract is an absolute steal. So having him on the timeline that you would hope, and honestly, maybe even a little ahead of it based on what we had heard, that's a really positive thing for this team. And again, like I was talking about, there's going to be a lot of competition at the defensive end, especially as a pass rusher at the defensive end position. And I don't think you're just going to hand him a role either. I think he's got to go earn it. So that battle for, you know, whether you want to call it the third defensive end or the pass rush defensive end, you know, pass rush packages is going to be as interesting as any position in camp.
Jeff, maybe the most important question now, have you had any good food out west yet?
Oh, man, you know, I've been kind of all over the place. I got a whole thing of taquitos on the way back that I haven't even eaten yet. You know, I'm going to have to work my way around. I'm still kind of getting on the schedule of, you know, to me, it's still 6 p.m., but it's not, right? Like, or whatever time it is, 6:45. It's in my head. I'm two hours beyond, but I'll get there.
Yeah, I got kind of jealous. I saw Luke Johnson posting something about some pork belly with a roasted salsa, and I was like, man, that looks pretty good.
Yeah, there's a lot to choose from.
Definitely appreciate the time, Jeffy. Talking to you soon, and enjoy tomorrow's session.
Sounds good, y'all. Take it easy.
Thanks, Jeff.
Jeff Nowak, Saints sideline reporter, also digital content producer for the WWL.com website. You can check out all his great work there from today's practice recaps.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.